Blog Talk Radio.
Never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time. Hey, good evening. Coming live from Orlando, Florida. I want to invite everybody to spend their Saturday night with me. My name is Gilbert Sines. I'm the host. An author of Spiritually Reincarnated. We're here every 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We don't have just the latest information and everything on sports. We also have 1 hour of spiritual spoken word here every Saturday night. And I want to welcome you to my show. And this is Spiritually Reincarnated. The true talent of a poet is the ability to recapture time, which includes all the feelings and emotions, and express it through carefully crafted and selected words that provide a platform for future generations to relive. Poetry manipulates the essence of time through words. Poets are like artists that sculpture and craft words designed to reincarnate time. Poets use words as a platform to capture time and use those words to deliver messages to future generations. Poets die, leaving behind their words that inspire others to come up with new ideas based on the ideologies left behind by prior generations. Gilbert Sines, from his book Spiritually Reincarnated, that place soon to be released. And tonight, we're going to start off like we usually do. I'm going to do a poem that I wrote, and then I'm going to do a love poem to take us out. And we're going to go to another poem I have with songs, so that's going to kind of take us out, and I'm going to do some commercials. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and this is Spiritually Reincarnated. This poem is from my book, Spiritually Reincarnated 2, That Place. I wrote it about 2 years ago, and it's called Unstable. Life can be ironic and shake you up like a tectonic plate, causing an emotional earthquake before you reincarnate into another state. As I live life to my capability, standing tall through life instability, we all see through a different perspective. We all live for a different objective. You have to be selective when choosing your path. Bad times do not last. You must survive the wrath. Live every moment like it's your last. Learn to break free from the chains of your past. As my mind begins this spiritual elevation, rising above the constellation, preserving this earth for the next generation. We are all God's creation. Every moment is a gift, yet my soul continues to drift through time. The love of God just feels so divine. searching, trying to find my way back home. Constantly searching for God's kingdom, with gravity holding me back. Yet my problems begin to stack so high, as I'm living a lie as time passes by. This world can be so hurtful and cold, as our common sense starts to erode. I feel like an empty gun getting ready to reload, as all my feelings explode. Trying to get past all my confusion, all this physical success is just an illusion. It's a distraction. Rather than acting, I must take action. Like a math fraction, we all divide. Life has taken each one of us on a different ride. Today, a life was taken away. This earth is only a temporary place to stay. Yet there is another life that God will create, made out of love, yet born from hate. The sins of this world corrupts our soul. As your innocence gets swallowed by life's black hole. There are things you cannot control. We are only half, but through God we're whole. You must continue to stand tall, because it's easy to fall. But in the end, you can't have it all. Nothing can withstand the hands of time. You either move forward or get left behind. Life is like a game of chess, a complicated process, and only through God can you spiritually progress. God can help you clean up all your mess, but you have to think careful before you move next. Today, life has dealt me a blow, so I let go and let God in complete control. That is Unstable for my book, Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place. And this poem goes out to whoever, if you ever had your heart broken and, you know, maybe the love game got you feeling down a little bit, this poem goes out to you. You know, this is something that we all feel down. It's the, you know, it's only human. It's in human nature. And this poem's for you. It's called Long Lost Love. My broken heart will eventually mend, as I keep trying, but I continue fighting just to get her attention. Love goes way beyond my comprehension, and it broke my heart not to mention. My emotions got in the way. So many regrets I have to say, as I cling close to God to guide me through another day. Love can cause so much frustration, due to misunderstanding and miscommunication. Long lost love that I've been searching for so long, and a sparkle from her heart will never be forgotten. In order to win, sometimes you have to lose and learn to read the cues, or you might just lose her forever. If you can't survive through the rough weather, if it's meant to happen, love occurs on its own. We must not interfere and learn to leave fate alone. Long lost love, so pure and strong, the remnants of it will continue to shine on. Sometimes being alone is better than living with abuse. Avoiding a bad relationship doesn't make you a recluse. Love is built on trust and attraction. And if it doesn't occur, then it can't be forced to happen. Love is a connection that lasts throughout time, and the imprints of it are so warm and divine. Her beautiful, luscious lips, so soft and warm. Her heartbeat is like thunder inside my sensual storm. Long lost love just floating around in space. She has the most beautiful face. My emotions cannot take another heartbreak, as I continue to search for true love that is pure and not fake. My heart is like a sunken ship lost somewhere in the sea, just first searching for the one girl who is just right for me. We can both create our legacy that will survive forever throughout eternity. I get down on my knees and pray just looking for a beautiful girl that I can love every day. Without her in my life, I feel so empty inside. This game of love has taken me for a ride. The beauty of this girl just blows me away. And to make her happy, any price I would pay. I have to say, and I swear it's true, my entire life I've been searching for a girl just like you. Her presence is like the sun revolving around my heart. Her love is like the Holy Spirit's light shining in the dark. The chemistry we share is based on more on just physical attraction, and I'll do whatever it takes to deliver her satisfaction. Long lost love, just searching every day as I give my heart to God and let destiny lead the way. She is my angel, and I will treat her like a queen. My world revolves around her. She is my everything. Again, my name is Gilbert Sines. I want to thank you for tuning in. We have a Facebook fan page, or if you Google it, Spiritually Reincarnated, you can buy my book. We have a fan page. I have Gilbert Sines Poetry on Facebook. You can check out the video. I have a video. I have an album, The Heart of a God, coming out soon. You can check out the video. You can check out the video on my Facebook page. Just look for Gilbert Sines Poetry. I have over 13,000 views right now, and the number keeps increasing, so keep checking me out. Thank you for all your support. My album, The Heart of a God, will be out soon. I'm just trying to get it approved. I'm getting the album cover done, hopefully within the week or by next week, so we'll get it out there soon. The Heart of a God coming out soon. This is the poem called The Heart of a God. Enjoy. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and we'll be right back after this. Gods are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. God can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off a spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum, and if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day, how can we not need a Savior to take them all away? The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on. Growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good. Temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God, so pure and divine. Let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain. As we progress,
to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
I'm outside. Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm at the Buick.
I don't see a Buick.
Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
Hey, what's up? All you entrepreneurs or business owners out there, I have got a deal for you. If you want to take your business to the next level, you need word of mouth, you need advertisement, you need to get your name out there, I can help you with the advertisement. Just give me a call or go to our website. It's www.nhisg101.com. Again, www.nhisg101.com, or you can call us. Our number for advertising, taking your business to that next level, is 866-543-1875. Again, 866-543-1875, extension 700, and let us help you take your business to the next level. Right here, we have plenty of shows, and you can be here along with other big name advertisers as well too. So let us help you. We'll be right back right after this.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Renetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
It's the sweetest name. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing, no, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
There are so many different definitions of love, but which ones are correct? I believe that they are all accurate in some sense because there are many different types of love. I came to the conclusion that love is way too complicated to be described by just one simple definition. Our brain is only wired to understand and comprehend a limited amount of information. As human beings, we tend to rearrange information into familiar categories into our minds in order for us to understand them. The more information we learn only leads to more questions as we come to realize just how little we actually know. To me, love is a special, emotional, mental, and spiritual bond that connects two souls. That is just a broad definition. But do we know the true meaning of love, or is it just an illusion? I call this poem, What is Love? What is love? I haven't a clue, but I feel it every time I look at you. Love without trust is nothing but lust, burnt by the fire and turned into dust. I love God and you as a friend, the type of love that will never end. Love is a connection of souls on a different plane, and searching for it can make you insane. Love is an emotion, feeling, and bond that will still be around even when we are gone. Does it come from the heart? Does it come from the soul? Or is it something much deeper we cannot control? Been searching my entire life and treated like dirt. Every time I think I found it, I only get hurt. Through the aches, pains, and times I spend, only to get my heart broken in the end. What is love, and why is it so hard to find? Some keep on searching till the end of time. Love may be in front of your eyes, blinded by passion, lust, and lies. I will give you everything, including my pride. The day you left my life is the day I died. The love of my God will always live on, even at times when I think it's gone. There's something you should know, and I swear it's true. My heart can't help falling in love with you. That poem is in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated, which is out in bookstores now. So if you like that poem, go out and want to support my work. My book is called Spiritually Reincarnated. You can Google it up. And I'm kind of looking around, seeing what kind of poems I can do for you tonight. You know, I'm very original. I have so many poems. I like to do different poems on different nights. And, you know, I really don't like repetitive. But, you know, a lot of my poems, sometimes, you know, you have to hear them more than once because I do write a lot into them. And, you know, this poem I was originally going to open with, I kind of made a change in the last minute. And it's called A Day in Heaven, and it's from my book, Spiritually Reincarnated 2. It's from that series, That Place, Spiritually Reincarnated 2. This is, I'm not sure what part, but it's called A Day in Heaven. If I could spend a day in heaven, how would it be? Having God's love flowing all around me, my soul will be set free, and I will know how it feels to be happy. I will be engulfed by love from the Holy Spirit's light. I would rest my head on Jesus' chest every single night. I would no longer have to choose between wrong or right, and there would be no difference between black and white. The endless amount of love flowing in the air. The peace I get from just having God right there. A day in heaven, I patiently await, where I'm free from sin and away from hate. I could hear the most beautiful sound that I have never, ever heard before. And every time I look up, I will see eagles soar. Time in heaven would not exist, and I would be free from this world's hate and all the bitterness. I would look down on life with a different perspective, and I would learn to live for a new objective. That place called heaven is located way above. It consists from the image of God's beautiful love. I would see the most beautiful places that I could never forget. As I'm free from pain and free from regret, my mind will continue to go as I discover things that I didn't know, while my spirit continues to grow. A day in heaven, how would it be? I would see through God's eyes and live for eternity. Everything that I love would be close by. I could fly. I won't have to be afraid to die. The legacy that I created will continue to stand tall. I would get up every time I fall. Heaven is a dimension beyond time and space, where all your problems disappear without a trace. We are all brothers and sisters in God's mighty family, and the love we have for God will live for eternity. This earth is filled with misery and disgrace. There has to be a better place where we can escape these hard times we face. Imagine a place where your voice will never be silenced, where you live in peace and free from violence. Everyone in heaven will not be fake, and I can sit and talk with God by a beautiful lake. A day in heaven, how would it be to feel God's mercy and not have to worry about anyone ever judging me? The angels would fly on the highway between the mountain peaks. You can hear the water flowing down the creeks. I choose to walk this path all alone as I wait for God to take me back home. A day in heaven, how would it be? I don't know, but I'll find out eventually. That poem is in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated 2. It's called A Day in Heaven. And before, I did a love poem, and that was the first love poem I ever did. It was called What is Love? And it's in my book that's out now, Spiritually Reincarnated. It's, it's out on eBay. Or, you just Google up Spiritually Reincarnated, and you could check, you could buy anything. And I just had one poem out there that I have for sale. This is another poem. And I consider myself a Christian, but I do have Catholic beliefs too, as well too. And I believe in, I have a guardian angel, Saint Michael, and I believe he's been protecting me my entire life. And I have a close connection with him. And I know he's known for protection, the leader of God's army, but he's much more to me personally. He's just been an important part of my life. Of course, the day that I found Christ was the best day of my life because, I kind of gave everything to Jesus. I always had that relationship. But I also like having a guardian relationship with my guardian angel because I'm fascinated with eagles and angels. And I just have a strong connection to St. Michael. So I wrote a poem years ago. It's in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated. So if you like that love poem, this is another poem in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated, and it's my tribute to St. Michael. When hope is gone and I'm in despair, I do not worry because I know you're there. The shadow of darkness blocking the light. Your love will persevere and I will be all right. You're a strong standing warrior. I know that's true. After my demise, I will join forces with you. You're the light in the sky, shining through the storm. You have always protected me since the day I was born. When the winds pick up and the clouds are near, I have no fear because I know you're here. You're the missing piece of the puzzle that I've been searching for so long. You are my last bit of hope when everything else goes wrong. Nobody can comprehend just how much you mean to me. I will be at your side for eternity. You got your hands dirty, all in God's name. I want you to know that I will do the same. You cast out demons on a spiritual level, and for the remains of Moses, you defeated the devil. You're my inspiration, a hero, and a friend. I will fight with you until the very end. United we stand, together we shall fall. If that ever happens, then God help us all.
Poetry is not dead as long as poems continue to be read. From the creativity parts of a poet's head, poetry says things that need to be said. Poetry can be part of a biblical scripture. Poetry's words as canvas to paint a clear picture. Poetry is an art form of literature. In poetry, we talk about our emotions and feelings, yet others talk about their struggles and how to break through glass ceilings. For a poet, words are like gold, and through them, our stories are told. The art of poetry will never die. Through new generations, poems will only multiply, withstanding fate as time passes by. Poetry is not dead as long as thoughts keep flowing through our head, and through poetry, our messages are spread. Poetry inspires every book and quote as it comes out of a poet's throat, bringing us new ideas that we can invoke. Poets write about their struggles and dreams, and throughout history, poets are the most amazing human beings. Poetry is in every corner and occupies every space. Poetry is that place where poets express the hard times they face. Poetry is alive as far as the eye can see. It's the basic foundation for describing humanity. Poetry's popularity may go up and down, but as long as there is sound, poetry will always be around. God can express his words through a poet's writing, and through poetry, it's God's words we are reciting. The echoes of poetry can be heard through eternity, like the Holy Trinity, creating words that last through infinity. Poetry leaves an imprint in time, with words that define exactly what is going on in our mind. It's a form of communication describing mankind. With poetry, we are able to express all of our stress and explain how we survive this world's mess. Still able to pass time's test as we confess and address the mistakes we made along the way. Poetry isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. Poetry is not dead, and I'm living proof. Through my words, I let loose an ambitious social recluse. Poetry is a form of mind stimulation. We use word segregation to send a message to the next generation. Poetry is not dead, so don't even start to grieve. Poetry is still alive as long as poets still breathe. The death of poetry is nowhere in sight. It still has a pulse as long as we read it every night. Poetry will live forever because it's here to stay. Poetry is not dead. It will never go away.
Love your hair but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful.
So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it, love it.
reincarnated love. In my next life, her love will await. It will be with me when I reincarnate. In a former life, she was my wife. Her love is something I refuse to sacrifice. Drowned by hate, I suffocate. With her love, I resuscitate. Her love is so strong, it will never be gone. From body to flesh, it will always live on. Like smoke rising up from a burning fire, the irony of it all, like a poetic satire. The touch of her skin, her hair blowing in the wind. If loving her's a sin, I don't know where to begin. The pain I ever felt starts to decay. When I'm inside her, she takes it all away. Inside her body is where I want to stay. Like an out-of-body experience, she takes me away. A state of mind, her love makes me blind. A love like hers is so hard to find. My entire life, I have felt rejected. Her love purifies my soul, makes me feel resurrected. When we make love, the sounds of her scream, yet her gentle touch, so soft and serene. Reincarnated love that refuses to die. Don't waste a moment trying to figure out why. Like the sun shining so bright above the earth, it's like our love was there even before our birth. Reincarnated love that will never fade away, even at times when I begin to stray. She's in my life, and I want her to stay. Our love will reincarnate. It will never go away.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids. And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio. The best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
I have this beautiful lake by my house that whenever I have a problem, I go there, pray, and give the problem to God. Then I walk around the lake, and by the time I reach the end, the answer always appears. It may not be the answer I want or was looking for, but somehow I always seem to find the answer there, and I call this place the lake of knowledge and wisdom. When I'm uncomfortable in this world and want to escape, I go to a lake to contemplate my fate. I listen closely to the answer for any problems I face. Opportunities I have to create, and the outcome I patiently await. Inside the lake of knowledge and wisdom located on this planet Earth, God guides me there to witness my new spiritual birth. Located near a church, not too far from my home, I go there to seek out God's kingdom. God is there for me through all the hard times I face. He elevates my soul beyond time and space. When I look in the water's reflection, I see nothing but fear. But underneath the cold, dark water, the answer to all my problems appear. It's kind of like looking in a spiritual mirror. The lake of knowledge and wisdom, where I can hear God speak, providing me strength to wherever I'm weak. The water in this lake are so peaceful and serene as I slowly become one with the ultimate king. God's words echo quietly deep beneath the tide. It's that inner voice coming from deep down inside. The echo of God's words ingrained in your reflection. And Saint Michael, the archangel, is your ultimate protection. The lake of knowledge and wisdom guide my soul to a higher place. And inside of it lies the answers to any problems I face. I go there to write. I go there to pray. I give all my problems to God as he takes them away. I visit the lake in dreams at night, and shining deep inside the water lies the Holy Spirit's light, the warmth of God's love and power of his word. Keeps my life moving forward. Every breath I take and words I speak, lifts my soul above the highest mountain peak, overlooking eternity and above my faith. As I see the other side where the angels await, the lake of knowledge and wisdom, such a beautiful place. Deep inside of it lies the answers to any problems I face. Give your problems to God and let him take them away. And let his grace guide your soul every single day. I sit by the lake and pray, and all my character defects God takes away. The lake of knowledge and wisdom, where I can feel God's power, and his love flows through my veins every minute, every hour. It's a temporary escape, this beautiful lake, where I can go learn how to accept my faith. Every day I search, seeking God's kingdom, as his love flows graciously inside the lake of knowledge and wisdom. I know I'm a little rusty doing that poem, so I know I messed up the words there in a little bit. It's been a while. Speaking of Lake of Knowledge and Wisdom, which I shouldn't have messed up the ending because that's out in video now. Check it out. I have Gilbert Signs Poetry, G-I-L-B-E-R-T. My last name is spelled, or just spelled Gilbert. My last name, S-A-E-N-Z. And Gilbert Signs Poetry on Facebook. I have over 12,000 views for that video. And on YouTube, you can check me out. Check out Gilbert Signs Poetry on YouTube. And I have a video out there, too, where I got, I think, over 7,500 or close to 8,000 views on that one, too. And you know what? I'm going to bring back an old love poem. This love poem is in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated 2. it's called Distant Love. I need to take a break, take some water here for a second to get this one out. This is from my album, The Heart of a God. That last poem too, the Lake of Knowledge and Wisdom is part of it too, is part of my album coming out. It's called The Heart of a God. But this one is in my book, Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place, and it's called Distant Love. This is just something you can kind of kick back to. This is a love poem that you can just relax to, sit by the fireplace, because I know it's cold tonight in most places, especially up north. Sit by the fireplace with your loved one, have some wine or a beer or whatever, and just kick back, enjoy. And enjoy each other's company. And this poem is called Distant Love. The path I've been traveling on is buried so deep, providing comfort to my broken heart that cannot sleep. My mind is exhausted and my body aches. Yet I still have a far journey that awaits. I continue moving forward on the path only a few ever travel. The pain in my past becomes unraveled. Our hearts have been separated for way too long, but the connection that we both share still remains strong. The shadow of our past slowly whispers in time. The passion we both share just feel so divine. We are two lost souls that cross paths as we reincarnate. Two lost souls that happen to share the same fate. The journey our souls traveled has been very long, but our love connects us together as time passes on. Distant love that is a special part of me, a love so strong lasting through eternity. Distant love is our paths both cross, and no matter what happens, our bond will never get lost. It seems that this journey has lasted so long, but my soul continues constantly moving on. My physical body feels so sore that I'm barely able to sleep anymore. Her smile is so warm, like a hot summer day in June. As sparks from her soul reflect off the moon. It's not always about where you come from, but more where you're about to go, and how through God can you both spiritually grow. Our love grows stronger together, like roots holding up trees. We are like leaves being blown around by life's relentless breeze. Distant love that time can't keep apart. Her love holds together the pieces of my broken heart. This journey I travel, I sometimes feel so alone, waiting for her spark of love to guide me back home. As my eyes stain from witnessing the pain, her love takes me away to a higher spiritual plane. Through the different roads I traveled and all the paths I crossed, the memories that we both created will never be lost. Distant love is forever lasting. Once a spark is created, a connection will happen. Without her at my side, it's like my journey is not complete. It must have been fate for us to both meet. The sparkle of her soul when I look into her eyes. Her touch takes me away to eternal paradise. Distant love, a bond that can never be broken. She is like an angel flying above the ocean. Our path to heaven meets together at last as we create memories that become imprinted in our past. Life moves so fast forward now cast, and people seem to leave your life very fast. A distant love is created every time our eyes meet, and without her in my life, my soul feels so incomplete. That poem is called Distant Love. And, you know, this is one of my other newer poems. First of all, I want to thank everybody for spending your Saturday night with me. I know the NFC, it's Wild Card Weekend, all the Wild Card teams. And last I looked, it didn't look good for the Houston Texans. I think they were getting beat by Buffalo, I think 13-0 out there in the third quarter. So I don't know, it didn't look good for them. You never know with these games, so I don't want to say anything. That was the last time I had heart. Last time I could check, I was getting busy preparing for the show, preparing to bring you 1 hour of spiritual spoken word. And I would like you, first of all, to my album is coming out soon. I'm not sure yet, and thanks for the patience. But Gilbert Science Poetry, that's a new thing I'm trying to promote because I'm out on Facebook now. I have over 12,000 views. YouTube, I have over 8,000 or 7,000 views on YouTube, and the number keeps going up for my video, for my album, promote my album, Heart of God, is my video, The Lake of Knowledge and Wisdom. I just said that poem a little earlier tonight, and, you know, go check it out, you know, go, you know, check out the, I have music to it, that's how my album is. It's going to be a great album, good quality work. I have a good producer. His name is Bryce. He was a good producer. He did a really great job on it, and I'm very pleased. Can't wait to get it out there so you guys can hear it. My new album, Heart of a God, coming out soon. And speaking with, this is one of my next album or next project I was looking is on this poem. This poem is called Lucid on rim. It's on the brink of exploring a new dimension. The power of the spiritual world lies deep, and you can explore it every time you sleep. Sometimes it feels like you're awake. The prefrontal cortex functions of the brain it will take. Lucid dream can be the most amazing thing, and you can control what is ever happening. Your body and soul function as two separate entities, but the presence of God's love puts your soul at ease. Everything in your mind is so calm and serene as you control the scenery of your lucid dream. Your mind drifts astray as your soul floats away, and sometimes the hunter becomes the prey. Things are not always exactly what they seem. While experiencing an intense lucid dream, the water and sky may be extra blue, and you can do whatever your soul wants to. I close my mind and imagine a place where I can sit next to God and look at Him in the face. This lucid dream has taken over my imagination. I come to the realization while my soul transforms into a spiritual adaptation. Your brain will begin to overstimulate. Your body is asleep, but your mind is awake. Fear will overtake, but the only thing that you can do is wait as your soul transforms back from a spiritual state. The power of a lucid dream is very strong because it can last very long and takes your mind places way beyond. As I lay my head down to sleep, my mind falls deep into a trance-like state as my spiritual senses begin to awake. In my dreams, I always have control as I let God flow directly through my heart and into my soul. In my dreams, all my problems disappear, and with my spiritual eye, I'm able to see clear. Most of our dreams evolve around our sight, and our minds digest our day when we sleep at night. During a lucid dream, in your mind you roam deep, and your soul leaves your body as you fall asleep, just letting your imagination run wild. As you deeply explore your inner child, I am lost deep down in a lucid dream, but it's okay because I control everything. Subconsciously, I fall deep, controlling my sleep as I go to escape to my temporary retreat. This lucid dream is my great escape where I can feel God's love and emancipate. God's love helps me walk straight, and He is the one that controls my fate. In my lucid dream is where I give God control as His wisdom flows freely and guides my soul. That poem is called Lucid Dream. That is one of my more current poems. And you know what? I want to take you guys out with a love poem, so that's what I'm going to do tonight. You know what? I'm going to do something a little different because I've been switching things up a little bit tonight. So I'm going to do a breakup poem, kind of depressing, yeah, I know, but I'm going to take you out with a beautiful love poem. So this poem is all for all you ladies out there, single ladies, or you know what, even the guy, you know, this is a breakup poem, so this is for everybody, you know, you're kind of feeling down and everything. This is a breakup poem, and then I'm going to take you out with a love poem. And this poem is called A Special Goodbye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, but stay tuned after this poem for my love poem to cheer you back up. And this is a breakup poem I think everybody can relate, and it's called A Special Goodbye. Without her love, I feel so much pain and despair. I want her to know just how much I did care. It's such a rocky road that we both went through, and now I'm picking up the pieces of my broken heart living without you. I saw God's fingerprints whenever I looked into her eyes. The sensation of her touch would make my body paralyzed. Lost in her innocence, my feelings for her ran deep. I used to dream of her every night when I fell asleep. I feel helpless, like a running water flowing down in a creek. What we had was something deep, so much more than lust. I knew deep down she was someone I could always trust. Her love was like a cure for whatever I went through. I'm trying to heal now that I lost you. The hurt in my heart will always burn on. As I continue to try to live on my life now that you're gone. I have to confess, and it's hard to say, that it's hurt so much every single day. Like a wounded soldier coming back after fighting the war. I feel defeated, and I don't want to suffer anymore. From the Lord of the Rings and the King of all kings, she was the angel haunting my dreams. Through her eyes lies paradise. I miss laying between her thighs and hearing the angel cry. I saw God's presence all over her face. She is something that will be so hard to replace. Without her in my life, I feel like an empty shell. She is the one that lifted me up out of my hell. I got to attach, I have to confess. If I can only go back to clean up my mess. I loved her, I think, I just don't know. So I set my heart free and just let her go. As we both spread our wings and learn how to fly, I bid to you a special goodbye. This is, again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is called The Sparkle from Her Soul. I saw the sparkle from her soul glisten from behind her beautiful eyes. It's that surprise that lies beyond the blue skies, beyond the clouds where the past dies. The passion coming from her body is like fuel for my heart, slowly igniting my sensual spark. Her love holds together my heart, and her soul is the light that guides me through the dark. The power of her touch and softness of her skin. But what blows me away is her beauty from within. Her love is like lightning, and her voice is a thunder, because she pulls me under her spell. For to feed my heart from its own living hell. I romance her like a stone. Her love has blown me away. She is my sun, lighting up my day. The sparkle from her soul shining so bright. And through her body, I could feel God's light. The softness of her body so wet and tight. Our lips locked together in the cold, dark night. Been hurt so many times that my emotions are numb. And every time my heart gets broken, I feel so dumb. The beauty that she possesses goes beyond her beautiful dresses. She looks like an angel, a beautiful goddess. Her love made my mind an emotional mess. But with her around, I feel so blessed. And when it comes to being a friend, she is the best. The sparkle from her like a star shining in the night. When she puts around her arms around my body, everything will be all right. I want her to hold me tight and go to sleep next to her every single night. Describing her beauty, I honestly don't know where to begin. When she walks in the room, it takes away the oxygen. Every time I look at her body, I sin. But life is a battle where sometimes temptations win. Two souls united by a common bond. And the memories of their love will always live on. Even when our souls are gone, the love that was created still remains strong. The energy from our love, so pure and divine, withstanding the elements of past and time. The sparkle from a soul when I look into her eyes. The passion and lust are just all of the sky. The sparkle from her soul shining so bright. Her love is a star bright enough.
Come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word.
Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
To anywhere I flow, sometimes I believe, at times I'm rational. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I'm rational. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.